Welcome to the Sheridan Options Mentoring Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Dan Sheridan. Welcome to today's podcast. The title today is Dan's Formula for Implied Volatility of a Calendar Spread. Wow, that's a mouthful. I think it's a very important concept, and I'm going to break it down for you today. We're going to have four short parts of this. We're going to define some terms so you're not swallowed in by all of this. Second, I'm going to talk about why is this important. Third, we're going to talk about how can I use this information as a retail trader. And then fourth, but not the least, the formula, Dan's special formula. All right. So before we delve into this, let's define four terms so we're in the same galaxy. Term number one, implied volatility. The first thing I refer you to with implied volatility is go to the front page of Sheridan Mentoring, and I am pretty sure I did a podcast on implied volatility. But real quick, implied volatility simply is if I buy an option for $3, a 30-day option for $3, is that cheap or expensive? Well, first you have to assign it a metric or a number. And the way they get that is you take some kind of pricing model like the Black-Scholes, you throw in some ingredients for a meatball sandwich like strike price, interest rate, days to expiration, price of the underlying, all fixed things, and then a variable called volatility. So it's I put $3 into the pricing model and it shoots back what volatility equals $3. So once I get that metric, what is the volatility that equals $3? And let's say that number is 12. Then I look historically and say, is 12 a cheap or an expensive volatility number over the last year in whatever vehicle I'm trading? And that's how I kind of put it to practical use. Second term I will define is skews. What does that mean? If I do a calendar trade, well, maybe let's go back. What is a calendar trade? Calendar trade XYZ is at $100. If I buy one August 100 call and sell one July 100 call, that's a calendar spread. My long is going to be in a further out duration or expiration than my short. And a lot of the time, but not all of the time, I'm doing them the same strike. Sometimes I do them at the money. Sometimes if I'm more directional, out of the money. But I'm buying a strike further out than the one I'm selling at the same strike. That's a calendar spread. The third term is skews. What does that mean? Skews is just describing the implied volatility difference in the long of a calendar and the short. For instance, if my long call has a volatility of 14 and my short call has a volatility of 15, that would have a positive skew of 1 point because the short is more expensive implied volatility than the long. If I buy a 14 volatility and I sell a 13 volatility, it would have a negative skew of 1 point. The fourth thing that I will define, that's good, those three terms. Now, why is this important to us as retail traders? Because when I'm buying a calendar spread, I want to buy it as cheap as an implied volatility as I can. If I look at my vehicle, whether it be Apple or SPX, I look at the implied volatility range over the last year, and I want to buy it as low as I can. And so I need a solid number. The problem with a calendar is I'm buying, my long is one volatility, my short is another. I need one volatility so I can kind of compare to historical numbers. So it's very important to know if you're buying a calendar at a reasonable volatility. And so you need to get that, condense that calendar into one number. How can I use this information in my life as a retail trader, in my life as a citizen of the United States? I can use it by getting this one number, and this is an approximate formula that I'll be coming up with. I can use this number, and then if I'm trading SPX, compare it to the VIX or historical volatility numbers to have confidence and assurance that I'm buying, when you're doing a calendar, a little bit of the Greeks on a calendar, it's a long Vega trade. So you generally would like the implied volatilities to go up and not down because you're buying more extrinsic value in your long than you're selling in your short. So as implied volatilities go up, the extrinsic value in your long will rise more than the extrinsic value in your short will, and you'll make money. Conversely, if the implied volatility decreases, the extrinsic value in your long will go down more than your short, and you'll lose money. Now, let's talk about Dan's formula. And this is, again, I didn't develop this in a laboratory in MIT or a cave in India or Ireland. But I think just based on my experience, it's a good thumbnail estimate to give you an idea of the implied volatility of the calendar. Because let's face it, you'd like the implied volatility of a long call, and a calendar, you're risking a calendar just like a long call is what you pay for it. So here we go. There's a three-step process. All you do is simply take step one, the difference between the implied volatility of the long and the implied volatility of the short. Very simple, right? Take the difference between the implied volatility of the long and the short. You can get that on your brokerage firm platform. If it's a negative skew, right? If your long option in the calendar is more than your short option, subtract the difference from the short option. If it's a positive skew, if the implied volatility of your short is more than the implied volatility of the long, take that difference and subtract the difference from the long. Something for you to stew on, folks. There's a lot of information. I would suggest have a nice hot pastrami sandwich as you're digesting all this and maybe a couple iced teas. Couple quick things, couple dates, write this down. September 5th and 6th is our huge two-day seminar in Chicago. You can get some information on the front page of Sheridan Mentoring. 13 different speakers. I humbly believe it's the best two-day seminar in the options industry year in and year out, and it is. The next one, June 18th, which is right around the corner, we're starting our master's class, three-week class on credit spreads, and that's on the front page. You can get some information on that. And then last but not least, if you have any questions, you want to do this for a career, a craft, and you want to really learn this the right way, send me an email. I'd be happy to talk with you, dan@sheridanmentoring.com. I'm Dan Sheridan. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.